Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. We have another team member we would love to introduce to our brilliant business community. And I would like to welcome Hannah to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello, Hannah. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Good.
Is this your first ever podcast?
It is.
Okay, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. It's very techy in here, but yeah. Doing good.
Well, it's a lovely podcast space at the moment. We're in Innovation Connect, so it's just around the corner from our office. A really great place for us to come and host these chats, along with the brilliant Spark, who also host our podcast. I thought it would be great, Hannah, for you to kind of like introduce yourself, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Let us know a little bit about you and we can talk a bit more about your role at Shaping.
Yeah, no worries. I joined Shaping back in May now, actually. It's been a long time already.
Yes.
As an intern with the marketing agency. So that's about supporting Portsmouth businesses. And then that's also expanded more into Shaping's own social media, content creation side of things. I just do all sorts of things, really. Just supporting anyone on the team in whatever ways I can. I've lived in Portsmouth my whole life. So when the opportunity came up to work in a space that actually supports the local community, I just knew I had to go for it, really.
Yeah. And it's been so lovely to have you on the team. And you really have been adding so much to our content, our social media. And I know that we've been learning a lot from you. So you still studying yourself at the moment?
I am, yeah. My background's actually in English literature. That was my undergraduate degree. I did that in Scotland, actually, so a long way from home.
Yes.
But when I was doing that, I found what I loved most was the storytelling, creative side of that. I was doing stuff like translating old Scots into modern day, so finding ways of making that engaging. And it opened my mind on telling stories in different ways. And that's what led me to doing marketing, which is what I do now. Digital marketing masters at Portsmouth Uni. And I finished that in a couple of weeks when I had my dissertation in. So then it's after that, just into the big world of marketing, I suppose. Yeah.
And so this is quite a busy time for you then.
Yeah.
So you've taken on a new role and you are coming to the end of your degree.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how are things? How are you feeling? How's that dissertation?
It's going well. I'm quite excited about it. It's about like fandom literature, which is something I'm really interested in exploring. So it's nice to have a real passion project to finish basically what's a whole life of education almost. So yeah, it's nice doing that. And it's nice transferring my skills from that into my role at Shaping. There's a big difference between learning something theoretically and then actually sitting down and doing it. So there's been a big learning curve, but it's just always learning and understanding and growing. So the last few months for me have definitely been given me a much better sort of vision of what marketing actually looks like in the real world, which is really exciting.
Well, it's just nice to have something like some tangible experience. Mm. So I'm really keen for you to share a bit more about the marketing agency, because I think it's such a brilliant thing that we're and a brilliant service that we're able to kind of like collaborate and offer. Mm-hmm. So for those who don't know anything about the marketing agency, what is it?
It's a collaboration between Shaping Portsmouth, Portsmouth City Council and the university. It's essentially there to help local businesses with their marketing. So it gives businesses access to free marketing support and guidance, particularly businesses that might not have a dedicated team or the resources, knowledge or even experience to do the marketing themselves. So it gives them resources to help them understand what they could be doing better, identify opportunities and just give them practical support they can actually take away and use themselves, hopefully.
Yeah,
there's loads of different avenues to do it. So it could be through identifying workshops that's in the wider Portsmouth Business Support Service. It could be me providing with an overview. Or the really exciting thing about it is that they can join live client modules with the university.
Mm-hmm.
The uni is the only uni in the UK at the moment to offer like this sort of program. But they use businesses that want to sign up to their modules and get a real life team of dedicated students for a few months to actually work on their business with them. So there's loads of different avenues that come from sort of one initial email or call.
Yeah, and it's really great to know that, well, marketing isn't always easy, is it?
No, not at
and
all.
It, you know, I think everyone has like a willingness and they want to really kind of show up and share their business. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there might be a lack of plan or just, you know, who to go to. And I know, you know, the world of social media moves so fast, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And it can feel like a little bit of a lonely place. And there are so many excellent businesses and charities and groups in the city that all have a story to tell. And I think it's really great that we share what the marketing agency is about, because there could be someone listening to this that's struggling or has a question or doesn't know where to turn. Exactly. And there are a lot of free resources and help for those people, aren't there?
Yeah, I think that's what it's for. I think the important thing to understand is that everyone's in the same boat, regardless of what industry you're in. Everyone's got a product or service and everyone needs to be able to market it.
Mm.
And you're not alone if you don't know how to do that. It's more challenging than it comes across as at first.
Yeah, agreed.
It requires more experience than you might think, which again, many businesses might not have the knowledge or the skills or just the sort of manpower to do it. So it just connects businesses with our workshops, like I've already said, or just professionals or resources that can actually help them. So, you know, even if you have a great product or service, people do need to know about it, and it's just helping people present it in a way that they're proud of, which I think is really important.
And also just for students, because you need the experience, right? Mm-hmm. Like you've just said yourself, like it's been really useful to put your knowledge and turn it into something like practical and tangible. So it's a two-way street. It's like the businesses are getting the support, but also the students are getting to work on these real live cases.
Yeah, exactly. I did that actually a few months ago. I did a marketing agency project with a local business, and the help that it gave me in terms of working in a team as well, because it was a consultancy-based project. So you learn how to work with other young people. You learn your own strengths and weaknesses, which is just as important as helping other people.
Sure.
Helps you grow really personally and professionally, working out what you're good at, what you admitting there's things you might not be so good at, mm-hmm. I think is just as important as sort of getting a good mark in a test or an exam.
That's definitely. Exactly. And just those personal skills, because, you know, building good relationships with people and with clients, like, that's so key, isn't it? It's not just about knowing, you know, all of the theory, but if you know the theory but you can't communicate, or you're working in a team where you know, you're unable to work together like in the most effective way, then it kind of like it makes it sort of irrelevant that what you know.
Yeah, for sure. I think we have such a broad range of industries and people come in. We've got some non-profit, some people with fully fledged marketing teams that just want like fresh perspective. Mm-hmm. We get some manufacturers, hospitality, really small businesses that don't really have the resources at all. So it's just learning how to translate what I've learned and how I can help people in a way that's just accessible to everyone that's come to us. I think what's really important is people do realize it's an accessible and friendly, welcoming space. And regardless of what stage you're at in your business / marketing venture, it's just a service that's accessible to everybody, essentially.
Yeah. Well, I think the more people that know about it, the better, really, Hannah. So you've said there's quite a wide range of businesses that come to the marketing agency. So could you just give us an example?
Yeah, of course. So a couple of months ago, we had EBP South, so a local, they provide work experience workshops and personal statement workshops for children in schools. This was one that already had, I actually met with their marketing manager, so that's again a further along in their marketing journey. And he was just finding it really exciting to talk about social media and where they could take that, because that's such a new phenomenon to a lot of businesses. But then there's also a couple of manufacturers and workshops that I've been to who have sort of less of an idea. They're very small teams and they just want any ideas at all to get them started. So there's just a whole absolute range. That's what I find really interesting, is for me in my working day, I could be talking to five different industries almost in a day. I think the important thing is that what I do and what the marketing agency does is that it's tailored. It's not just a one size fits all thing.
Sure.
It's really about listening to each other and collaborating and communicating on what I can provide, what the uni can provide, and what the business actually needs.
Yeah. Oh, I love this, Hannah. I think it's a real gift to anyone that needs it. So if we have anyone listening to this, and they might be a local business or an organisation or a charity, like what would that first step look like? How do they connect with you?
There's a few different routes. People can either connect through the council, and their department there can refer them to the marketing agency. Or if it's, again, a programme people are already aware of, they can get in contact to me directly. And the first step after that is just really understanding what the business needs. So before jumping straight into suggesting things, they get sent a triage form just with a really sort of light overview, because that helps me work out what the most appropriate next steps are really to help them.
Yes.
From there, we identify things that could be opportunities or just next steps or where to direct people. Again, this is in person or online. And I think that initial conversation is really important, because even if the business doesn't have a clear idea of what they're wanting, it's a really useful opportunity to give them advice and just next steps. It also means I can, again, answer any questions they have about the marketing agency. They might not know in a really collaborative way. yeah, there's just so much that you can get involved with that you might not even know about. So that conversation is useful for like a multitude of reasons. And it's just a really great opportunity for these businesses to meet an ever-growing team of wonderful people that want to help them.
Yeah. I can only imagine if you feel like you've kind of been alone with some of these things and then finding that there is help mm-hmm. and, you know, the help is free.
Yeah.
That must be so huge for people.
Yeah, I think it's really valuable because a lot of businesses are really financially pressured and marketing mm-hmm. sometimes gets put on the back burner a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think a lot
it's of... kind of like the first budget to get cut,
exactly,
isn't it, often?
Exactly, yeah. So just even providing a little bit of support at all is really, really helpful. You know, some businesses might just want some sort of low-level advice. Some mm-hmm. might not really know what they're doing, and I can give them a really broad overview of their website, social media, anything that they want, really. And that can really help them. And then I can talk them through what I've found in a way that's accessible again to them, because mm-hmm. there's 1,000 ways you can look things up, but that doesn't yeah. mean they'll understand it. So it's a really personal approach to it, but in a really, again, affordable, accessible way, which is really, really valuable, I think, to these businesses. And that's yeah. just what I really enjoy about it.
Amazing. And so how have you found it then, you know, because you have your marketing agency work as part of your role, mm-hmm. you have the social media support that you've been providing us, obviously you've got your dissertation going yeah. on in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really been a busy time for you, Hannah, but are you enjoying yourself?
I'm really enjoying it. I think the fact I'm actually working with real people, real businesses, different challenges, different opportunities every day, there's just something new all the time, and I'm always learning, which is something I'm really keen to do in anything that I do. I think on a sort of human level, it's just really nice to know what I'm doing is actually helping people out. Mm. I find it really rewarding, even just a business saying, thank you, that's made that a lot clearer, or oh, that makes next steps easier. I think it's why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. I think it's really special to be able to share the skills and opportunities that you have with others in a way that benefits them. All these people are working with and for businesses they genuinely care about, they're really proud of. Mm. Some of them have built them sort of from the ground up. And I always think it's important to remember that I'm trying to help them represent that business, product, service, whatever it might be, in a way that they're really proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it might just be someone having a light bulb moment from a comment I've made. It's really rewarding to see, knowing that what I'm doing is actually having a genuinely positive impact
yeah.
on the people that I'm helping.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
That's such a feel-good feeling, isn't it?
Definitely.
Like, I know, always kind of like when we first chatted and you joined the team, and I could tell like the making it meaningful and impactful was like a big priority to you. And
yeah,
I always remember you saying about shaping, and just feel like that it aligned with you because you could feel the difference it's making.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know, you know, there's always a lot to learn when you join shaping because
yeah.
so much goes on. Is there anything that surprised you about it?
I think I wasn't too aware of shaping before the opportunity to join the team actually came up. I think it's just learning how connected it is to the local community.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm from Portsmouth. I've grown up in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Cosham, if you can, that's Portsmouth, which I do.
Yes.
We've got Lions. So,
yes, well, know. There you go.
But I've always said that Portsmouth is a really unique city. So much diversity in such a small place. You know, it's mm-hmm. the only island city in the UK. And I think a lot of small businesses do play a huge part in that.
Mm-hmm.
And just helping them shaping as a whole sort of showcase everything they have to offer. I think it's just really enjoyable. There's a real focus on impact and helping people and supporting Portsmouth and making it a better place than it already is.
Yeah.
Every conversation I'm having, whether it's me actually being part of it, overhearing it, mm-hmm. just someone coming into the office, it's always positive and it's always productive.
Yeah.
And I feel really lucky that my first experience in sort of corporate marketing world is alongside such passionate people.
Yeah.
All have so many different experiences. Everyone's very patient, which I'm
yes.
very grateful for. And everyone's yeah. got something I can learn from. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Just love
well,
it.
No, it's been, honestly, it's been great to have you. I mean, you won't struggle for content. Let's put it that way. There's always something,
yeah,
isn't
always,
there?
Yeah.
There's always something happening. We're always out in the city, meeting people, the events,
mm-hmm.
The partners. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of good news to share. And it's exciting that you can be part of sharing that story. I wonder, we're coming to a sort of bit of a close, Hannah. It's just great to introduce you to everyone and share more about the marketing agency.
Mm-hmm.
So you've said that you are a very passionate Pompey person.
Yep.
I wonder, do you have a tip? Give us a Pompey tip. It could be a view, it could be a restaurant, it could be something you like to do in your mm-hmm. spare time. What have you got to share with us?
I think living on the north of the island, sometimes it's quite challenging to find like a peaceful haven, sometimes is how I like to put it. It's quite
okay.
a busy place.
Yeah.
and sometimes it's quite difficult to actually get down into Southsea, into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favourite things, especially in the heat wave, is walking along the Hillsea lines,
nice. Like
the somewhat newly refurbished. It's really simple, but I just find so much joy and happiness in walking down there, seeing people running, walking with their families, walking their dogs. It's just togetherness down there. And yeah. It just feels like a place where people want to be to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And I go there with my parents quite a lot. All three of us have very busy lives. So it's nice to dedicate that time somewhere close to home and it not be like a big thing.
Yeah.
There's also just a really nice cafe there, which I think does the best iced chai latte that there is.
Okay. What's the cafe?
It's just the Hillsea Lines Cafe.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think it's just a really special place because it's among like the hustle and bustle of Cosham Hillsea area, but you don't have to go far to find something interesting and special that you can enjoy your time.
Yeah, it's a bit of peace, you're right. And I think anytime you're kind of in, around or by water, it just has like a really sort of calming effect on you. Oh, I really love that. I mean, can we have an episode about you, Hannah, without mentioning your love of Harry Styles, just saying?
I don't think so. I try really hard.
I know. I was like, how can I slip a question in? But I have been so impressed by your enthusiasm for Harry. How many times did you see him?
I went 3 times to this Wembley tour and I was right at the front for all of them. So yeah, it's just such a joyful week of my life, just connecting with strangers mostly, but just dancing with strangers who, you know, by the end of the night they become your friends.
Yeah.
And just knowing that that's such a joyful sort of space that's curated by one person, I think is really special.
Yeah.
It's just girlhood. The epitome of girlhood is what I like to call it. You know, just girls having fun together.
I know, and it was so lovely to. I was kind of living vicariously through you every time.
I think the whole office was.
But I always find people that are passionate about their passions just to be like, I don't know, that I could just feel that in you and like the joy that you experienced when you went to see him. Like it was so lovely to see. Mm-hmm. And also, I guess it feeds into your like your dissertation and thinking about fandom. And
exactly.
You are a number one fan. So yeah, that's where it comes already from. Know. Yeah.
It is funny doing my dissertation. It feels like a deep dive into my own mental space sometimes.
Yeah.
It sort of feels quite invasive. But I it's just nice again to have a project that's linked to me, myself, and what I want to do in the future, to be honest. It's a sort of personal level of marketing and engagement that I'm really interested in. So it's just brilliant to have the opportunity to do that in 10,000 words.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that, Hannah.
Thank
Honestly,
you.
I hope you manage to balance everything and find the time to do it. It's been great to chat to you and learn more about you. And yeah, just thank you for all your contributions to the team so far.
Yeah, thank you. No worries at all.
And congratulations on your first podcast.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth. Working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space and Portsmouth Community Lottery.